Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I am your host, Kevin Bowman. Yes. Yes. That Kevin Bowman. That. Oh, I used to love sleeping in. These days, I set an alarm to make sure I'm out of bed usually by 8 a.m. When I get up earlier and start getting shit done, it feels like stolen time. I love it. So clearly, I should do that more often. I don't know what train this is. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Let's welcome Chris Alvarado. Big Lots, favorite item purchased at Costco recently other than pumpkin pie?
I've been going crazy on these frozen noodles.
Ooh.
I've been buying there. And six-pack of these ramen noodles. I'm on a real noodle kick right now, everybody, and I'm going fucking crazy with these noodles. The frozen ones, almost like a chow mein. Love that. The ramen, well, it's ramen, you know, but just high quality.
They got shit in it already?
Yeah, like, got some shit in it. Got a little garlic, got some onions, got a little powder, shit like that. Comes with the hot sauce, but I don't use the hot sauce because my dog likes a noodle every now and then.
Sure.
And so I don't put the hot sauce in the noodles anymore.
No chocolate either.
No chocolate
ever. Says right on the package, comes with shit already. And now our weekly dose of Craig Kakowski. Kakao, how were your skills in math class as a youngster?
Surprisingly good. Huh. I got a 5 on the AP calculus test, so I had 8 college credits before coming out of high school from calculus. I got an A in trig, and then I took linear algebra in college, and I got a B, and then I took multivariable calc and got a D, and I have not thought about math since then. Like, I hit a wall of, yep, like, what my level of comprehension was.
That is kind of the perfect rundown. Hey, there's a tool sing. Ludo Guinness, what was a childhood habit? I had a friend in our childhood who would talk backwards. Loved sounding out people's shit backwards, their names, and hence Ludo Guinness. What was a childhood habit that was tough to break or lingers to this day?
Oh, man. Geez, childhood habit. I don't remember anything that's from childhood to present day. I did have an answer for Craig's question though.
Okay.
I love math. Crushed it throughout school, in college. I have a minor in accounting, and I remember I would go, if I didn't fuck up the curve, I was pissed because I was like, I got 100 on that test, so there should be no curve. And then it'd be like, oh, there's a curve of 4 points. I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't even know what that means. Fuck up the curve.
So like,
that's
if
a good
the
book title,
if the high score on the test was 95, then the teacher would maybe give a 5 point curve to make the 95 100. And then, but if I got a flat out 100, it was possible. So no one got a curve. It's a dick
I'm with
move.
Chris. You're speaking another language. I did killer in third grade in multiplications.
Mm.
Crushed the class.
That's memorization.
With the flashcards? Yeah. That is memorization. Yeah. You're not
eight
wrong.
Times eight.
64.
88.
And last but no wooden hangers for you if you think him leaves, it's Joey Greer. Stain King, tell us about the third time you accidentally killed someone.
Holy shit, there's so many. Third time. Got it. Yeah. So I've chartered this fishing vessel. Mm-hmm. It's called Queen of the Squeams. And we're going deep sea and we're looking to get marlin or whatever, you know, Dorado. And so,
Dorado.
They're called Mahi Mahi Dolphin, but it's, you know,
Dorado.
Just like, some you know, Florida shit, when you pull them out. So I get about maybe like 60 miles out and I realize that I have accidentally stabbed one of the crew in the leg, mm-hmm, about 50 miles back. Okay. So they've been stabbed in the leg for 50 miles.
Sure.
I don't remember what happened. Apparently when you get seasick, they give you these like that you have a, either like a little patch, but you used to have to take like a pill, like a seasickness pill.
When and you said they give it, you a little patch, why did you point to your penis?
Well, because you put it there. You put it on the tip of your pee.
Okay.
So you're supposed to take it like an like way before you're supposed to get on. It's like any drug to take effect. But me being just like, you know, who gives a shit, I took it right as I got on the boat. And apparently that made me really loopy and stabby. And I got into the crew member, and then they detained me, and they were holding me down in that, apparently like a brig or something. I broke out, commandeered the vessel, used that boat to go on a 16-month pirating spree. I was going just around the coast and just like kind of attacking small towns and villages in Boston and Virginia. I amassed a wealth of something over $250 million in today's money. Mm-hmm. And
all of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails or our patron VIPs. How's that? You want to become a patron supporter of the show? That would be fantastic. And I tell you what you could look forward to. How about some exclusive content like standalone bonus scenes that we do just for you?
Oh, damn. Or
video recording of what's happening right now.
What? Yeah.
You get to see the weird shit that Joey puts on using the internet from his Zoom hole. Head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you want to suggest a scene via email, fantastic. alchemythis@gmail.com. That's alchemythis@gmail.com. Scene one comes from listener, patron VIP, Patrick C. Who wrote, "Hey, Alchemy This, love having Kevin back. Scene suggestion, a new medicine is making life a lot better for many. However, some people experience an odd side effect. It turns them into senior citizens. Keep up the good work. Pat!"
Well, how does the preliminary data on our drug look now?
Are you okay?
I'm a little.
Doctor, did you take another vaccine? You did.
I took another vaccine.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest.
Yeah.
It's a little tired.
Well, 6 boosters is a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done them all in quick succession. I feel like I should have spaced them out, and now I'm kind of freaked.
Speaking of
I'm
which,
kind of freaked.
Do you watch that show, Succession?
Succession?
Yeah, Succession.
Yeah, I watched Succession.
You do?
Why?
I just love it.
Oh, me too. It's all about these sessions where people are just sick as hell.
Yeah.
You know?
And it just makes our doctors, gentlemen, thank you for meeting me here today.
Yes, of course.
Okay, in this briefcase, I have the data, or data.
Nice.
Here Which we one go. Is- I'm going to hand you each.
Hold on, is this data or data?
Handing you each a folder of information.
Yes.
This is data or data.
What you in that folder, you will find that we have indeed invented a new medication.
What are you talking about? Hold the phone.
So this is new data.
Yeah. Okay. One pill cures it all.
So what's data? You heard him say yes to data, right?
I heard him say yes to data.
One pill.
When you say cures it all, could you be more specific, sir?
Sure. Give me an ailment.
The mumps.
Cure.
Okay. There you go. You're on too many boxes.
Dick dribble.
So I saw that pharmaceutical ad that said ask your doctor about Curalia.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm here. I'm supposed to ask you about Curalia.
Jeff, do you have any symptoms of anything right now?
I mean, sometimes I get a stomach thing. I have an on and off thing with gallbladder. My knee hurts a little bit.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because we try to save the appointments for people who have stuff going on. Okay.
Well, I mean, the only way to get in here was to make an appointment. So, and the ad said, ask your doctor about Curalia.
Okay, yeah, we'll talk about Curalia. So I don't think you're right for it, because we do have you on.
Really? So you're a doctor who doesn't want to give drugs to people?
No, I'm just saying, because you're on Cialis, on a heavy dosage of Cialis, I don't.
Yeah, I'm taking like 10 a day.
Yeah, if you want to stop the Cialis, then I can give you the Curalia.
Okay.
But the Curalia should help with the same issue. Is that?
Uh-huh.
So it will solve that.
Honey, listen, I'm impressed. I've told my girlfriends they're impressed too, but 17 days of a boner is getting weird. So I'm just curious, did you in fact go to the doctor to discuss?
He told me I could either, I can't take the Cialis with the Curalia, okay. I guess because it interacts, maybe. So he made me choose, and
please tell me you took the Curalia.
I'm sticking with the Cialis.
Okay, it's just everyone has their sides, okay? This is for Curalius, all right? This is just like really simple. We're going to go in there. We just want to see happy faces, all right? And again, remember, this is for the campaign, so this is a big deal, all right? So just give it your best shot, all right? So let me just go through the list here.
But what is your role with here?
I'm actually one of the people auditioning, so I just want to get everyone on the same page, okay. And I want everyone to have a good time today, and I didn't think anyone was stepping up. So that's kind of what I'm doing here, because I'm one of the...
My name is Terry, and I'm the director, so, okay?
Okay. So you see initiative, Terry.
I'm sorry?
You see initiative, Terry.
Okay. That's how you see it, and that's... All right, everybody, this is for Curalia, not Curalis.
First mistake. Make sure no one does that in the room.
What is your name?
My name.
Yes, your name.
My name is Martin Salomon.
Asked to see his driver's license, sir. That's absolutely okay. Not his name. He's been making shit
that's
up.
That's my for stage name.
45
you piece
minutes.
Of shit. That's my fucking stage name, you piece of shit.
Okay, Mr. Salomon, just calm down, first of all.
Thank you.
All right. Now, let me see your ID.
You saw that, right? What do you, I mean, that was nuts.
Do you even have an agent? Did you just walk in here off the street, you weirdo?
Anybody can walk in here, asshole.
I don't think so.
No. Sir, you know what? I'm going to ask you. Hey, Frank, can you get this guy out of here?
Wait, what is going on here? Okay. Frank. I'm supposed to be doing this for Curalia. All right. I'm the guy. Hold on a second. I can do it. I can do whatever I can. Dr. Pepper.
All right, gentlemen, doctors. I am back with some more information.
Yeah.
Is it data?
Yeah. I have a question. If you take the medicine,
Holy shit. Holy shit. We're just researchers. We're not doctors.
Nothing to worry about.
I can't be running dead guy.
There's another head coming out of his shoulder.
We're seeing this in the trials all the time.
What the fuck? Coming out of his shoulder. Oh my gosh, so the data is saying this?
That's right. This is normal.
He said data.
This gentleman here, though he's having a hard time getting out his thoughts, is perfectly healthy.
I don't think that's healthy.
How old are you, sir?
Me or?
No, him.
Me?
I'm. Who is?
Who are you talking? Who are you questioning?
Babe, what do you mean that you and your girlfriends had a Curalia party?
Listen, I got to do what I got to do, apparently, because you and Captain Bones have to do what you have to do.
You've aged like 40 years in an hour.
What's your point?
I don't want to fuck you anymore. It feels like everyone's getting old.
He said what to you? What the fuck?
He said...
Huh? What did he say?
Cheryl, she's trying to say it.
He doesn't want to fuck me anymore.
That is ridiculous.
All right. I've got a round of drinks coming. Did you want to look at the menu?
Slow down, teenager.
Oh, it's my first day. I'm taking Curalia.
Marvin, can you come into my office for a second?
Yes.
All right. You're just not hitting the tables fast enough, and the turnover is just not what we're really looking for. So I don't know if you're the right fit here at Totino's.
Yeah, I don't know, honey. I've asked for some fresh tortillas like 6 fucking times.
Order up!
Maybe Gramps can get the tortillas at some point.
All the noise of the restaurants pipe into my room here. So
yeah, why would you do that?
So I know what's going on, Marvin. Okay, that's why I do that. I don't believe in cameras, but I believe in sound. All right, I believe in sound.
I think his name was Marvin.
Retains better in the mind.
I think that old fucking teenager's name was Marvin.
I'm trying to save up money for college. All right? I'm a senior in high school, and I need a job.
Well, Marvin, I appreciate the pursuit of knowledge, but I mean, you're a little old, don't you think, to...
I'm 17 years old, goddammit.
Okay, everybody, I'm holding this press conference to answer your questions. I know there's a lot of questions out there. Yes, come on, give them to me. I'm ready to go.
Question. Well, the issue with people being on boxes, would that be solved with the medication? I know a lot of individuals have been on top of boxes and still say that they're on top of boxes. Any information about the data on that?
Question.
Harold, was my question not it? Were we not going to get?
Go ahead. Question.
Harold with Teen Weekly, and okay. I just want to know if the bone.
Listen, everybody. Weaker. Here, I'm going to address the concern. Okay, I'll address the concern.
You're not. He's not taking the medicine. He's not taking the medicine. He's young still.
Because I'm not
Get
sick.
Get off of me. Jesus
I'm
Christ
not sick.
Old.
Here's the question.
You I told us we were sick.
Take the medicine, you youngster fuck.
What the hell's going on?
I want to pose this question to all of humanity. Can we get all the cameras on me, please? All the cameras. I'm talking your phones. Go get them out, everybody.
Wait,
Let's
so
go.
You have a question here that you were
I'm
supposed to answer our question.
I'm
going to
pose one question
but now
to
you
all
give
of humanity.
Us a question.
Give me the cameras. Okay. Would you rather be young and sick, or would you rather be healthy and old? Thank you so much, everybody. Have a great day.
Young and healthy. Young and healthy.
Steve, get these boxes out of our house. Why do you have so many boxes? Why are you on top of these boxes?
Because I'm sick. All right?
It's in your head.
Because I got a problem.
Steve, it's in your head. Just take the box.
It's not in my head, man. It's a real problem, man. All right? I'm on top of all these boxes.
I know. I can't get to the kitchen. All right?
Well, that's the problem. Yes. Everyone's affected by my illness.
Did you talk to your doctor?
Yeah, I talked to my doctor. You know what he said? Just step down. Just take, and I quote, just take a fucking step down.
Did you try?
That's what he said.
Did you try that?
Yeah. And then I felt my ankle shatter. But it's okay. It didn't. But I felt it.
What?
I felt.
Don't diagnose yourself.
Who else is going to diagnose this? Huh? Everyone's taking that goddamn Cure-All thing, and everyone's getting fine, but me.
My friend Stephanie's a doctor. She'll come over and she'll take a look.
We'll see. We'll see.
Don't yell at me from up there.
Now, Marvin, I don't know how you did it, but you got a one-on-one meeting with me, the creator of Curalia.
Well, what's the deal with this drug?
Yeah. Good question. Don't you feel good?
I suppose.
How are you?
I get fired from Totino's.
Oh. That's right. What came first? The frozen packages or the restaurant? That's neither here nor there.
It's a restaurant based on the frozen food.
Ah. Marvin, is it right, Marvin?
Yes.
Marvin, how are your sinuses?
Well, they're pretty clear.
Yeah. Any joint pain? I know you had a shoulder issue.
I used to, but, from playing lacrosse. But no, I feel better now.
And I understand you're on 10 milligrams of Curalia right now per day.
Yes, is that the right dose?
I think you could do more. I think you could feel even better.
Why am I so fucking old?
And that is scene one. Scene two comes from some listener and house favorite Kristen Kelly, who wrote, "Do you improvisers ever get yourselves into trouble by yes-anding when you really shouldn't? Like, say someone asks, honey, do you want to watch my 100 favorite movies with me and then do a podcast about it?"
I see where that's going. Yeah.
Wow. Shots.
Imagine if that were to happen. Kevin, how was London? Scene suggestion. Your podcaster's recording an episode, but they have to keep stopping to read ads, much to everyone's annoyance.
That's really where the core of it is. Now, I mean, I get it. We've all seen those episodes on that, but
Connie,
I mean,
quick question.
Yeah.
Is that a sweater or like a jacket shirt?
On me?
Yeah.
It's a sweater jacket. It's a knit jacket. It's got a zipper front.
It looks great.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
You look great. You look younger.
I feel younger.
Are you doing something different?
I'm off all meds, and it's de-aged me.
You're off almonds?
No, all meds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about walnuts?
All right, guys. Hey, so we're going to start recording the episode now. You guys have gotten to talk to each other. You're a little warmed up now. We're so happy to have you. I'm the engineer here. This is a really exciting episode for us. We want to know
everything. Are you okay? You all right?
Yeah, just not sleeping well.
What's going on? I got off all medications and I'm sleeping great.
You know what? Maybe we should talk about that on the podcast. All right, Dan, you have your copy in front of you, right? The intro? You ready to go?
What's causing the non-sleep?
Stress, I'm sure.
Do you drink a lot of liquid before you go to bed?
Oh.
No, not much.
Tea, water, soda.
So make sure to keep your mics pretty close to your mouths. Like I said, I can adjust levels while we're recording.
Tea and water are kind of the same thing.
This is also our 1,000th episode. So really, really play that up. Tea and water. And here it goes. Here comes the intro.
Is there a problem turning off your thoughts?
Oh my God, I get that too.
Podcast knowledge.
Welcome back to Podcast Knowledge, where we give you every bit of knowledge from every podcast available. Tips and tricks, as well as tips and dips. I'm your host, Gary Anthony Williams. I'm joined always with the love of my life, Devin.
When you've got to travel, travel fast. Travel now with Travel Card.
Honey, can we just not argue? Just get to the party, all right? All right.
What's the problem?
Can we just listen?
I mean, I thought we were having a discussion about your mother.
I feel like car time sometimes is just like...
You'd rather listen to strangers make each other laugh than have a conversation.
Podcast knowledge is not
with
strangers.
Why are you having a conversation about me?
Sorry, mother.
Am I a burden?
No.
Yes.
Can we just listen? Everyone loves podcasts.
Can we listen to the podcast?
Thank you, Mom.
Oh, great. She's going to take your side.
It distills all of the knowledge from every other podcast and puts it in one convenient package.
You've created a mama bird. Congratulations.
It's podcast knowledge.
And welcome back. Thank you to our advertisers at Amazon Sandals. If you're looking for sandals on Amazon.com, just type in sandals in the search bar and make sure it goes that you're looking there. All right, let's get back to it. Now, I know the other podcast that we've just been going on.
I want those sandals.
Let me turn it down.
They sound comfortable.
Sandals.
She wants the sandals, smart guy.
Honey, you know, so when you...
No, it's terrific.
What's a search bar?
There we go.
Mom, I'll look it up. I'll look up the sandals and I'll show you some images. But I'd prefer if you tried them on. So that's why I don't like...
Hey, Grant, sorry to bust into the engineering room, but we're going to need you to stay a couple hours extra just to help out with some of the other podcasts, if that's all right.
Shit. You know, I'm always happy to help. I've just been going through some personal stuff.
Hey, Terry, sorry, but didn't mean to bust into the engineering room. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Oh, good. We need you to tell your engineer we need some help taking some trash.
You want me to tell Grant this?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want me to get out of my engineering bay to go to Grant?
Do you want me to just go to Grant directly?
I got it.
Okay. Just yeah. Couple of trash.
And what is it?
We just need help moving the trash.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, man. Hey, this is a nice booth. Yeah. Bay.
Thanks. Pictures of my family here.
Lovely. Yeah.
Grant. Hey, sorry to bust into your engineering bay.
Sorry, I'm right in the middle of editing something. What's up?
It's okay. Sorry. So I just got word from on high. They're going to need help moving the trash. So we're going to need you to just put on these hazmat, if you don't mind, and then helping them just whenever you're done.
Hey, you ever had your heart broken?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Hey, Terry, Grant. Well, good. I got you both in here.
Oh, wait.
Hey, we got a little situation. Is everyone good at secrets?
Yeah.
Good at secrets?
Yeah. Great. All right. So we got a little dead body we need to move. And we all did that improv lesson. So, yes, and we just need to move it to the dumpster. All right. Sweet.
Let's do it.
This seems like a bad use of yes and.
No. Not at all. Not at all. It's your energy and attitude is dependent on you. Okay, let's go.
Let's do it.
It's podcast knowledge.
All right, let's bring in our first guest all the way from Midland, Kentucky. Give it up for Trouble Denano. Am I saying that right, Trouble Denano?
You are, in fact, saying that correctly, and my hat is off to you.
Oh, fantastic. And I see you brought a friend with you. Who is this? Look at that. And on top of the friend, it seems to be something else. Is that right? Yes, it is. And inside that other friend's mouth is something else.
Now, for your listeners, that's my hound, Tommy, and our blue jay, Bill.
When you're walking around the streets, you wonder, where am I? What time happening? Is it? This ad is brought to you by Phone.
Raccoon. All right, I want to give a shout out to our sponsor.
Turn it up, Trilbo Denano's on.
Mom. Okay, Mom.
It's not every week that Trilbo Denano guests on a podcast.
Okay. Honey, can we get a pause in our conversation so we can listen to this part?
Yeah, no, let's definitely turn this up.
Okay, turning it up right now.
She's got a crow with a rat in its mouth riding a dog.
No, it's not a crow, Mom. He said it was a blue jay, he said.
A blue jay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, all right, Trouble, we'll get to you in 1 second. Just got to hear this ad from one of our great sponsors.
Are you shitting me?
Hey, do you guys like going on roller coasters? Well,
I do.
We make roller coasters right here in U.S. of A. So come on down. If you need a roller coaster, we'll make them. All our roller coasters are made with
100%
evidence. And then we can make it smooth or we can make them a little shaky.
And this podcast is brought to you by water.
Ooh.
All right. Want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Water, who is supporting Roller Coaster, made in the U.S. of A.
Will it just be the one question, or did I come all this knowledge. Way?
Oh, thank you, Trouble. Looks like that's all the time we have for you now. But Mr. Denano, you'll be back, I'm sure, with some more friends.
There's blood everywhere. I don't know what to. I got to get back
in. Just lift, Grant. Yeah.
Thank you. I really appreciate this.
Who was he?
Do you want to know or do you not want to
know? No, I guess not. Hey, I was wondering, tomorrow's my birthday, and I know it's not usual. Like, can I have tomorrow off?
Let's just move this in
the studio.
Yeah, we need you inside. Tomorrow's a big one.
I called off tomorrow, so.
Yeah, Terry's off tomorrow.
Wait, Podcast Knowledge isn't recording tomorrow?
Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah, Podcast Knowledge, Terry's just off.
Yeah, who's gonna be on it then?
Foundry is a good place to hide a dead body.
He's not dead.
Oh, okay. All right. There it is. See? Right there. This is how you do it. Okay. Grant, I love this. Okay. I'm tired. Okay. All right. I'm actually gonna it's like 7 o'clock. I'm gonna get out of here. If you need me, you know where to find me. On the radio waves. No, but you can call me. If you need me.
This is the early Thursday version of Podcast Knowledge. I want the late Thursday version.
Okay, Mom.
Mom, did you got your pills? Did you take your pills?
My Curalia? Yes. Okay. I'm 35 years old.
Telling me.
Podcast Knowledge.
So you tell me your wife's mom is 35, is that right? What? All right.
Yeah.
No shame. You know, that's just.
That's what she's.
Some more water. Would you like some more water?
Can I get a margarita with the salt in the rim, please?
Actually, this is a dry bar.
This is Tostino.
Yeah.
Tostino. Yeah,
I know they serve margaritas here.
Oh,
no,
the one in Midland, Kentucky, sells margaritas.
That's a different county. This is a dry bar.
Oh, it's a dry bar.
Dry bar. Don't argue with the waiter.
Okay, you're gonna be the bartender at our dry bar. There's shelves and shelves of drinks behind you. A standard full bar, But this is a dry county, so you're not allowed to serve any of it. You got that?
So what if someone asks for a drink?
People will, constantly.
Grant, I need those margaritas and I need those Cosmos now.
Look, I'm fucking losing it, if I'm being honest.
Grant, please. I just need a note that says this is a dry county.
Okay, wait, you need me to write you a note that says this is a dry county, right?
Of course I do, and I need those Cosmos and margaritas now. Okay, I need salt on the note.
Okay, wait, if I'm putting salt on the note that says
I'll be back.
Excuse me, do you do flights?
Yes.
You do?
Where would you... We go out of Burbank, we go out of...
No, I'm talking about a flight of your reds. I see that bottle of Merlot there. I'd like to try the Pinot as well.
This is going to be awkward, and I'm so sorry, but this is actually a dry bar. We don't serve alcohol.
A dry bar?
It's on display, but we have water.
No, I want wine.
How I could give you a flight of water?
A flight of water? What would that be?
That would be, we have our tap water, Los Angeles' finest. Then we have a Brita sample.
You're saying that Los Angeles County is a dry county?
No, this bar specifically.
Oh, but you serve Los Angeles County tap water.
That's right. We're
in another county.
We're in a different county. Yeah.
Why would you have this bar?
Look, man.
It looks like it's a full bar.
Why am I the bad guy here?
You're not the bad guy, but you are the messenger.
Grant, I don't know how to tell you this, but you're going to have to go in front of the county and ask for it to be a wet bar.
I have to do that?
Yeah. And you got to get some sleep before you go up there because you look tired.
It's just that I have to work this afternoon. We're doing the afternoon episode of podcast.
I have to work too. I have to go to a golf show.
That's not work though. That's different, Bill. I feel like that's different than what I do.
A golf show? It's kind of work.
It's kind of like work. I have to work. I have to do two episodes.
I got to make sure that all...
Okay, first of all, liquor is sin. But yes, please go ahead and tell us why you believe that your full bar should not be a dry bar.
May I excuse the gentleman from Collin County to reiterate what he said, that liquor is the enemy of all man. Now, continue.
I would like to also say... that liquor is the plot on all humanity. Anyone that has ever tasted that hate knows the pain that it can cause themselves and everyone else.
Amen.
Amen, sir. Please now, what continue. Were you saying, Grant?
I was wondering if we could make one of the bars a regular bar with
which
actual...
Bar?
The dry bar at Tostino's?
Totino's or Tostino's?
Is it Totino's or Tostino's?
Where does the F lie?
Tostino's, 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 Tostino's,
Tostino's, Tostino's, Grant, wake up!
Podcast knowledge.
Okay, we're back. Just give us 1 second.
Grant, what the fuck was that?
Sorry.
I just want to give a shout out to our sponsors over at Air, who are supporting all the people working on docks, wood to be used for your feet. Okay, let's check out our newest guest. Coming all the way from Dublin, Ireland. Let's give it up for Seamus. Oh, Seamus, Seamus.
Grant, wake up. Wake up, Grant.
Okay, why am I on all these boxes? How did I get on top of all these boxes?
Grant, wake up.
Sick.
Grant, wake up.
Yeah.
Hey, we need to break up.
What? Wait, you woke me up in the middle. I was just, baby, I have to work. You woke me in the middle of my nap?
No, I'm out of here. I got a better
place
to.
Grant, wake up. Grant, wake up.
Oh, my God. Jesus, this has been hard. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's up?
That is scene two. Scene three comes from patron VIP Michael Aquino, who wrote, "Hey, Alchemist. Okay, I did it. I broke down and had to give you all money because I've been enjoying your incredible show each week for far too long. Thank you to Cole for stepping in for all those episodes. They were awesome. Kevin, welcome back. We missed your controlled chaos. Second, I just started the beginning of the catalog again, and hearing how everyone has evolved over the few years has been pretty sweet. The $18 million underground Vegas house was just pure insanity. I know you like these to be brief. Well, so here's a scene suggestion. Whatever story you cut Joey off from saying at the top is now the scene. Anyways, much love from out here in Joshua Tree, Michael. Yeah, so I...
There's treasure all around here.
I feel like I really wasn't paying attention. What were you saying?
Well, I'm telling you, there's treasure all around the coast here.
Right. Which coast are we on? Is this the Boston coast or the Virginia coast?
Well, we're in Boston right now.
Because you sound more indigenous to Virginia.
All right, you sound like you're from asshole. How does that sound? Right?
Maybe I am. Maybe I am.
All right,
a
now look,
citizen.
There's goddamn treasure here. All right, we got to find.
Hey, slap along or whatever your name is.
What the hell, man?
I'm just trying to.
You hired me to help you find this treasure. Yeah. I wake you up from naps all the time. You're taking right. These goddamn pills. I feel like you're just not all there with it. And you know what, man? I just feel like, fuck it, man. I should just give up.
Okay. So
excuse
you're an
me.
Employee.
You can't park there.
Yeah, we can, asshole. We can park here.
I'm not
you can't
sure.
park.
That's how you.
Why not? There's no sign. I don't see a fucking sign, asshole.
Okay, so we're all assholes, and you're an angel who yells at your employer. This is going great.
I am from Virginia.
After all. Did you leave behind any family members? And by that, I mean some of you folks in Virginia are your own parents. Is that right?
Right, yeah, we fuck our own people. Is that what you're saying? You're sick, man. You are from
me,
asshole.
Excuse me, I heard what you said, and I'm from Virginia.
Here we go. Another one of these high society types.
I take exception to that. And you can't park there.
Hey, man, you're not even from here, man. I'm a Virginian,
too. I'm a tourist from Virginia, and I see
me
a
too.
Sign.
Me too, man. Get my back here, man. I'm my goddamn boss is a piece of shit.
Bring it in.
Come here, man.
A fellow Virginian from the Old Dominion.
Look, slap along. I think you're a nice enough guy, okay? But I am the sheriff of this place. And,
Boston?
You know, of this particular section of Boston, I'm the sheriff. Look, we're good. I like you. I like you.
I like you, man. And Where are you from? Where are you from? You don't sound like a local.
No, I'm not local. Thank God.
Amen to that.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I actually don't
where
mind
you Where
you
are you from?
This.
Are you from Virginia?
I don't mind you doing this treasure hunt, little
Can you
side,
not hear me?
Side,
am I cutting out somewhere?
I just feel like, you know, where I'm from
is
not that important, you know?
Oh, you can't hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I thought I was going to some kind of time portal.
No, I'm just,
yeah, like when
just
I got to
tell you a couple things here as I am the law, you know? You know? You know? So, you know.
I heard you lost your captain. You're looking to find the treasure.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Here's my resume. I found over $100 million of treasure.
Okay.
That's in current day money.
Eyepatch McGee? Is that?
Yes. Eyepatch.
Eyepatch.
Yes.
Okay. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Louisiana.
Okay.
Baton Rouge. Have you been down there in the Baton Rouge?
Have I?
Yes.
No, but I'm going to ask the questions if you don't mind.
Hey.
As your potential employer.
Yes, Captain.
When was the last time you did some proper piety?
2 months ago, but I can't give you details.
Sure you can.
All right. We robbed a man and threw his body in a dumpster behind it.
All right, lift this guy up here. All right. Captain, I gotta tell you, this is crazy, just killing this guy. All right, so now we gotta burn these DVDs on this other PC.
Yeah.
All right? And then we're gonna resell those DVDs.
Yeah.
Okay? We're gonna flip the profit, right? This is your idea, right? Is
this right? Yeah. It's a play on words, too. It's a perfect crime.
I know, man. I just fucking killed somebody, man.
Eyepatch, this is a very elaborate resume, but mostly what I'm seeing on here is piracy.
Yeah.
Seeing a lot of piracy.
Me a pirate.
Okay. But this is an office job.
I'm good at it.
We need somebody who's proficient at PowerPoint.
Very good at PowerPoint. Animation.
That is on here. I'm sorry. Yes.
At the bottom, extra skills.
It is at the bottom after plundering and looting.
Yes. Well, Windows, Apple, iOS, savvy.
Okay. And your name is spelled lowercase I, capital P-A-T-C-H?
I betcha.
Okay. I guess maybe this is my bad, just judging from your name. I thought you'd be more proficient in computers.
Okay, iPatch, I'm looking over the Excel spreadsheet here. You kind of jumbled some stuff around. So this sequence here is just out of order if you just went over in the original documents we sent over how we like to organize it. So if you could just
you reorganize that. Sort it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. You want me to do it right now?
Yes, iPatch, yes.
Click. Done. Sorted.
Okay, I see what you did. You made all the accounts look like a ship. Is that right? All the accounts now look like a ship?
Gigantic ships are armada.
Look, slap along. I'm sad to see you go, if I'm being honest.
Sheriff, you put me in jail for 6 months because I kept on asking you where you're from. And then told me you had to do it, and I don't understand what the hell the law was. But
yeah, well, that's how it goes. Here's what I'm thinking, though. I bet you can find so much treasure that you're going to be just fine.
Where are you from?
You'll be fine. Think about all
East
the money.
East Coast, West Coast.
why even hire? Why even take people out on the boats? Why don't you just go get the treasure yourself?
Central Michigan.
Song, I'm the one who bailed you out.
Holy shit. All right, Sheriff, I'll catch you later.
All right,
how you doing?
Buster.
How you doing, you son of a bitch?
Hey.
What the hell you doing in this three-piece suit?
Hey, I've changed. I've now worked down at Morgan Stanley.
Are you serious?
Those
are the real pirates, if you ask me. Those.
No, good guys. Nuh-uh. It's all legal.
I mean, just because it's legal don't make it right.
I don't know.
I mean, privateering at one point was legal.
technically, yeah.
I mean, it was, man.
I don't know. Swanzong, you're...
It was against Philip of Spain, you know? What are you going
to
do?
You're a buskill.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Tostinos. What can I get for you?
Yeah, we'll do two shots of rum and... make that two jugs of rum. Two jugs.
I'll have a L.A. water.
Yeah. Great. There you go. Two jugs of rum and one L.A. water. There you are.
Did you stir the L.A. water?
I shook it. Is that an issue?
No, not at all. Just make
That'll be $245.
It's on me.
It must be. I just got out of jail, man. I don't got any goddamn
money. It's on Uncle Morgan.
What?
That's a credit card. It's a joke. It's a business. Morgan Stanley is paying.
Hold this open or keep it open or close it out?
Open, please.
Open. Okay, enjoy.
Okay, you two, let's just see where we left off last time. All right, Melissa, you were letting your husband know that you had a difficult time communicating with him because of the way he talks. And did you want to comment?
Me say a few words. Hey, let Melissa speak first.
Okay, fair. Melissa, do you want to go further with your concern or your...
Well, it's just a lot of R's.
Yeah. Yeah, boy.
And I'm supposed to just magically intuit what each R means. Like it could be a happy R or a sad R or an angry R. Like I don't know.
Right.
Doctor.
Do you need to use the restroom?
I think he's sad, but I can't tell.
Melissa, I mean, he's doing everything right. He's got a new job, right? He's changed his life around.
I am happy about that, yeah.
I mean, I think you should just get married.
You think so? I want to so bad, but just I don't know if iPatch is the one.
I mean, he's doing everything you've asked.
You're right.
How many men are going to put up a single shot pistol and a
French
saber?
Fry and one burger fry.
So much. Excuse me, sir? The burger fry? I asked for fries with burger inside them.
And what did you get? I'm so sorry.
I have fries with burgers outside of them. Oh. So it's just like burger meat and cheese and pickles on top. It's like kind of like fried nachos. I wanted fries with all that on the inside.
Right away. Actually, yeah, right away.
Grant, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm just not myself, man.
All of the stuff that's happening outside getting piped into my office.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
No. I ask. Okay, what's your question?
How do you feel about gold coins?
I love gold coins.
Yeah, I know a guy. And we can put all this behind us. No more work. No more.
This is the Tortinos. We're on top of the business world.
Grant,
right here.
Grant, you got a lot of tables asking about you. You want me to cover?
This guy's in high school, and he's crushing it out there.
I'm working my way through high school.
I thought you'd be in college by now.
I thought I would be, too. I'm 17.
Okay, Marvin.
All right, everyone, huddle up, okay? This is the last drive of the game. We got to beat it, okay? We got to beat Central High, okay? Marvin, you got to throw that spiral, okay?
I got to what now?
Throw the spiral, Marvin. Can you hear me?
Okay.
You got to throw the spiral. Can you hear me or not? Am I in a temporal loop or no? Can you hear me? I'm in a loop. Okay.
Coach, you're fine. Okay. Coach, you're fine.
You can hear me?
Yeah. Okay, Marvin's going to throw a touchdown.
He's going to throw a spiral touchdown. Okay,
well, what if I throw a wobbly touchdown? Would that still be all right?
No. Okay, they got the best defensive back in the country, okay? We got to make this. We got to thread the needle, Marvin. Okay?
Which one?
Okay, the ref is coming. Okay,
our time. How do we throw? Well, I don't want to throw it to the best defense.
No, don't do it. Okay, you guys got this.
Meanwhile, on the other sideline.
What do you think?
All right. All right, fellas, just want to let you know that no matter what you do, everyone's very proud of you, and your parents love you.
Coach.
And frankly,
I crush ball.
Yeah. Steve asked Jeanette out for prom, so.
Very nice. Yeah. Jeanette's nice.
I crush Jetta. Nice.
Coach, I don't know if this is an appropriate time, but we chipped in and got you a little something.
Yeah.
Don't. You're the best back in the country.
We got your baby.
Oh, guys.
It has your eyes. It has your eyes.
I crushed baby.
We had it made in a laboratory.
Oh, you're the best. Now get out there and do what you want. Do what you want. Andre,
thanks,
one,
Coach.
Two,
we
three.
Love you.
And it all comes down to this. Looks like we got Central High with the best DB in the country. Right back there. And also Marvin McHugh, who's also the only named player on either team. So
I'll tell you what's going on in that huddle right now. What's happening is one guy's probably looking at another guy and saying, I love you. And the other guy's looking right back at him and saying, I was a player for 20 years. I know what's going on in that huddle.
This game is brought to you by money. Do you need to buy things? Do you need to share things? Money is where it's at.
Let's go, Central. Let's go, Central. Good to be back in Charlottesville.
That is our show.
We don't know what happened. We don't know if Marvin did it.
It was a sick ad for Sick Session coming.
Leave them wanting more. Sick Session. Man, I love playing with you guys. And I think next week will be our last recording of the year. So prior to that, if you're listening to this, this is right before Christmas of 2021, when shit was getting really, really bad all over the country. But I want to thank all of our players for staying at home and being responsible and zooming in to this here recording, starting with Mr. Chris Alvarado. Chris, for the holidays, you're going to get in the car and drive away from your home. Is that right?
Away from my home to another home.
Sure. Cozy.
Comfortable, cozy. I've done three COVID tests this week alone, the rapid ones, but this afternoon we're doing those deep ones. We're doing one of those.
They're going deep.
Going deep, so we can pull into the in-laws in good health. Kevin, I was just thinking, somebody might listen to this in 10 years from now.
That's
20
right.
20 years from now. This is a time capsule of a time when the world was
imploding.
imploding, but there's still some good.
Still some good.
Still some laughs to be had. Some love, but it's boys, up to us. Is it weird? Well, thanks for having me. I love everybody. And if you're hearing me, I might be dead. If you're listening to this, and you know,
one of us will be dead.
85. I'm dead. Yeah. Let me tell you right now. I have a pretty good head of hair. I feel pretty good. I'm wearing a blue hoodie. Maybe you're watching the video of this. Can you? But
we lost him.
I think we might have lost Chris. No.
He was a robot.
I think he was a robot. In lieu of cards and flowers, please send a financial donation through Patreon to CraigKukowski.com. Atul Singh.
Thanks for having me. This is always so much fun. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to everybody. it's great.
Your plans for 10 years from now?
10 years from now, I just hope to be surfing. That's really my true love. Reading a book a week, playing with filters, all kinds of crazy stuff that I want to be really doing over the next
10 years. I just got lumped into all crazy stuff. That's cool. I mean, I'll be dead in 10 years as the older guy.
I don't like this tone at all.
I think that's the point you're
with anybody
driving. Craig Kukowski, thank you so much, buddy. Hope your Christmas is super fantastic.
Oh, I hope so, too. Negative PCR test yesterday. Of course, I also waited in line next to a lot of potentially sick people. So
did you do?
I may have picked up the test.
Did you do Rayos with the in-laws yet?
No, we canceled.
Okay, good.
We canceled. No indoor dining. And as a Virginia native, always nice to be back in my home state in podcast improv form.
So Joey nailed that accent.
Okay. That was pretty accurate. Pretty accurate. Yeah.
Joey, thanks so much for being mostly here.
I was coming in and out, but I think it was just a time loop. If you do wanna, let's get real here. Let's shut into the real gear. Check out Grace O'Malley. She is a real life pirate, Irish pirate, and she was a force to be reckoned with.
When you say check her out, Donna, does she have a podcast or something?
She does. It's on. I think it's on iFart Media. Okay, if you go there. Fair. Check it out.
Let's thank Doug Bame, our producer and engineer of the stars. Bame. Bam. $5 an hour media.
I fart radio is a genius name, and I might go try to buy that website.
Man, fuck you, dude. That's my piece of shit.
And be kind to each other. There's a fine example of how to. As your host, Kevin Pollak, I want to thank each and every darn one of you for looking out for each other, telling everyone you've ever met about this podcast, and hope to see one of our live shows should they ever happen again. Until next time,
I Heart Media.